Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's been like a week since Rocket fans can get mad at something. I feel like Rocket fans like to get mad at a lot of things, you know? What did Max Kellerman say about James Harden? Yeah, right. Going all the way back to Tracy McGrady and getting mad about getting the wrong beers.
Well, it's now official. It's going to be at least a quarter century drought between championships.
It will. The all-defensive team in the NBA was announced yesterday, and he only missed by one vote, but P.J. Tucker did not make the first or second team all-defensive team. So that gets a lot of Rocket Twitter people like amped back up. Like, oh,
you know who's not amped up?
Just when the disrespect had worn off.
You know who's not amped up? P.J. Tucker. He's already on the record as saying he couldn't give a you know what.
Well, as long as it's not part of his compensation, then who cares? Right. I didn't realize how many people vote on the all defensive team.
A panel of 100 writers and broadcasters.
Is it 100 or is it? I'm looking at how many first place vote. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, 100. Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, yeah. It was Rudy Gobert at 97
of the
votes.
Is that the only
center,
votes?
Yeah.
Is that the only people who vote?
Yeah, a panel of 100 writers and broadcasters from the NBA.
Did you want to vote, Clint?
No, I'm curious. I'm curious what the players would vote for.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I would be more interested in that than what me and you thought about who was playing defense this year.
Yeah,
there's four forwards, two on the first team all defense, two on the second team all defense, and Tucker was fifth in the balloting. From what I read, he was only 1 point behind Kawhi Leonard for the fourth forward spot on this team.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes this is a little like the gold glove in baseball, where like when in doubt or when there's a tie, the more noteworthy, better overall player gets the nod. You know, for example, like the first team, yeah, these are all great defensive players. Rudy Gobert, Paul George, Giannis, Marcus Smart, Eric Bledsoe. Those are great defensive players. The second team, Drew Holiday, Klay Thompson, Joel Embiid, Draymond Green, Kawhi Leonard. You know, I haven't watched every Golden State game this year, but the people who watch these things said Draymond was probably a bit of a reputation pick this year.
Well, I mean, the two forwards.
But I don't have a huge problem with Draymond Green getting recognized for his defense.
Exactly. The two forwards on that second team, Draymond Green and Kawhi Leonard, if I'm not mistaken, have both been NBA Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
You know, as, of course, has been Gobert on that first team. And Paul George, if he didn't win it, I'm not sure if he won it or not. Paul George, but
he's on the short list.
He's
to possibly
absolutely
win it.
Been in the running. Yes.
Yeah, he's on the short list for the Rudy Gobert's the favorite to win it this year.
Yeah, I actually feel like Tucker coming one vote shy of matching Leonard is actually a pretty nice nod of recognition to PJ Tucker.
It's a big win for the role players out there.
Yeah, no. Put yourself in their shoes if you're voting, though. You know, I mean, if you're looking down a list for to fill those teams and the names you just rattled off, Richard, are right there along P.J. Tucker, I'd have a hard time picking P.J. Tucker over Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I could just see where guys would have a very, very tough time. But like you said, it's a sign of much respect to Tucker for even being where he's at, you know, so
it really
on
is.
That list. So, I don't think that's a slight at all, man. That's a big-time accomplishment.
The All-NBA teams are out as well, for people, in case you haven't heard. James Harden.
This is like the All-Pro team in the NFL.
Yeah,
this is the elite.
This is the elite. And for I guess this would be the fourth time in 5 years for Harden, maybe even the fifth time in 6 years for Harden. I think fifth time in 6 years, because this is 2019. This goes all the way back to 2014, his first year with Dwight Howard. Fifth time in 6 years, James Harden, first team All NBA. And he and Giannis were the only two unanimous players on the All NBA team. First team, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Paul George, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets, the first team All NBA center, and then the backcourt, James Harden and Steph Curry. Second team, KD, Kawhi, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard, and then the third team. How about this? LeBron James on third team All-NBA. LeBron James, Blake Griffin, Rudy Gobert, Kemba Walker, and Russell Westbrook. The reason why that's significant, particularly Damian Lillard and Kemba Walker, if you make the All-NBA first, second, or third team anytime within a three-year window of your eligibility for a Supermax extension, you get this, you're eligible. You can get an extension that's a 4 or 5 year extension up to 35% of the team's salary cap.
Walker's never been on an All-NBA team. This is his first time.
Yeah, he snuck on. Timing's everything.
So yeah, it's a requirement. Like, you have to be an All-NBA at least once in the previous 3 years in order to receive that 35%.
Yes.
Essentially, is a max deal. I'm assuming.
Yeah, there's a few things. You either need to have won an MVP in the last 3 years. You need to have been the Defensive Player of the Year within the last 2 years, or you need to have made one of the three All-NBA teams sometime, I think, in the last 3 years. Might be two. Either way, the point is you need to be among the best of the best. The whack thing about this is that the media is essentially deciding millions and millions of dollars.
Who can get a max contract, like, and who can't.
Right. Wow. For example, Klay Thompson probably – my guess is Klay Thompson barely missed making third-team All-NBA. He has not been on the first, second, or third-team All-NBA within this window that you need to be in order for him, and he's a free agent after this year. That was a $40 million miss for Klay Thompson. If he was eligible for the Supermax, he would be eligible for 5 years, $220 million. Instead, he's eligible for 5 years, $180-something million.
Oh, poor guy.
No, but you get...
I know. It crazy? It just sounds bizarre.
Isn't it crazy? Like, it's the fact that it's the media that decides it is absolute insanity.
Well, media decides all pro in the NFL.
No, but this decides
panel of AP.
Right, but salaries aren't based on all pro, Rich.
Right.
That's my point.
Right.
Like, this is deciding which guys get $250 million and which guys get $190 million.
I'm interested in who sat down and thought that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Like people negotiating the CBA.
Yeah, to have been agreed upon by the players.
Right.
But who sits down and goes, we're going to let the media vote on this, and the only way you can make an extra $40 million is if the media thinks highly enough of you to put you on one of these
teams.
Well,
I don't think they...
I mean, that's a terrible idea.
My guess is...
Why is it a terrible idea? When you say it's a terrible
idea,
because
guys like you are deciding whether I can make $40 million.
Like
dollars.
Not
I meant
guys
media
like me.
Guys.
Guys that work in the league, guys that are at games every night, that are covering the NBA on a daily basis... They, you know, just like the AP writers that vote on All Pro, they seem to me to be the perfect guys to vote on
to
this
decide
stuff.
Whether I can make 40 mil or not.
Well, I mean, that's not the connection I'm making. I'm just saying All Pro and All NBA, and I get what you're saying that maybe it shouldn't be attached to so much money.
That's all I'm saying.
I get it, but if you're going to have guys vote on All Pro or All NBA, I'd much rather it be the guys that vote on it now than players.
Well, if it's just filling out the bracket, filling out the team or the roster. Hell, can I get a vote? I'm interested. I'll throw a name in the hat. But the fact that can affect whether a guy can make 40 mil,
an extra
40 mil.
Yeah, an extra 40 mil.
I mean, that's absurd.
What's a better way to do it?
Hell, I don't know, but that ain't it. I don't know what is it, but that ain't it.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I could think of that would make more sense, and this is not to go too deep into a rabbit hole of NBA dorkdom, but I get what you're saying, Clint, and I don't think the media sits down and fills in their ballot going, oh, boy, I sure don't want Klay Thompson to make an extra $40 million.
Yeah,
I don't think the players sat down at the bargaining table saying, well, let's let the media decide. I think they probably sat down and said, let's make sure that the very best players have a chance to make the most amount of money. Well, what's a way to decide who the best players are? Well, if you're an MVP, you're a damn good player.
Right.
If you're on an All-NBA team, you're probably a damn good player. The only other way I could think of that might be fair is if you use some of the advanced stats to do it. Like, there's a John Hollinger, who's an old school stats guy who actually worked for the Memphis front office for a little while, has a stat called PER, which is an efficiency rating. And maybe if it takes all of your stats, advanced and very rudimentary stats, throws them all into, I'm being very simplistic
this. But I appreciate it.
But it throws, this is for sake of the audience, Clint, as much as it is you. But it basically throws all the stats into a big stew, sets the microwave, and then it spits out, here are all the players from 1 through 300 in order of their efficiency rating. And so maybe you say if you're in the top 20 of efficiency rating guys in the league or at your position or something like that, maybe my point is maybe it takes the human, it sounds like what you're maybe, you have an issue with is the potential for bias, or that maybe it's just...
No, not at all. I just
the human element in this?
Just the fact that a handful of writers and journalists essentially are in a roundabout way deciding whether a guy... I mean, it doesn't matter that the guy has... they've been to... Well, how many straight finals? How many championships have they won?
Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
It'll be five straight. Three of four, though. Yeah, right. They've been to five straight
finals. So, they've won three of, let's say they don't win this year. They've won three of the last five finals. Does it matter that he's a key part to that?
Well, I don't know, but you know who's probably thrilled that Klay Thompson didn't make first, second, or third team All-NBA?
Golden State?
Yeah. Joe Lacob, the owner of the Golden State Warriors.
Chalk that up to Golden State wins once again. Damn
it. Yeah, because they're over the luxury tax line, too. So $40 million may as well be like $200 million to the owner of the Warriors.
Wow. Only one other Rocket showed up in the balloting. Care to guess?
For which?
One-third team vote.
For All-NBA?
For All-NBA, and that was it. Just one vote.
I would say not Chris Paul. Like Clint Capella?
That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Eric Gordon.
Oh, really?
Got a third team vote among others receiving votes.
Okay. Well, that surprises me a little bit because I don't think Eric Gordon's one of the six best guards in the league, but somebody does out there, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, man. If Eric Gordon can drum up some more support next time around, maybe he'll get a Supermax.
One more reason why I'm not real sure that group should decide
it's
whether
it's making Clint's point for him. That's classic. All right. So the news surrounding Kevin Durant today is that this calf injury just keeps lingering and lingering and lingering. What looked like, he may be back for the Western Conference Finals, turned into he's going to miss the Western Conference Finals. Now it's, he may be back for the NBA Finals, and now the latest is he's going to miss the beginning of the NBA Finals.
The owner yesterday said he was going to be ready for the finals.
Okay, well, the news today contradicts that.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is the owner was quoted yesterday as saying, one of the owners, that he'll be ready for the finals.
Bill O'Brien would not like that because Lacob is not a doctor. You're only allowed to quote things like that if you're a doctor or you're the head coach. I think this NBA Finals without Kevin Durant is way more interesting to me than an NBA Finals with Kevin Durant, in part because if Golden State's able to beat, I'm going to assume it's going to be Milwaukee, but boy, that's getting dicey over on the Eastern Conference side.
It is, and I think there's a reasonable debate to be had about who might have the better chance to upset the apple cart, because Toronto wins the East. I'm not counting them out.
I'm not counting them out, but Milwaukee is a tougher matchup for Golden State, in my opinion. Either way, them winning a title with no Kevin Durant this year would certainly put a lot of sauce on the narratives around Kevin Durant.
Sean, we're living it, man, and this is a super cool moment. And other than the fact that you and I discussed it before it happened, then it happened, but the power of a team and the power of chemistry and the power of culture. I've always been extremely high on. I've always preached it. I've always preached how important it is, or how important I thought it was. Right. We are living in a day and age. Every coach in America should be watching this and using it as a lesson with their team.
Talking about Golden State.
You're talking about, you're talking about a team that has taken away the best player on the planet and have gotten better, have not lost since. They are playing team ball. And I'm not knocking Durant. I'm in no way, shape, or form. I'm saying the lesson behind this is if an NBA team can win a championship, win 73 games and win a championship, add the best player on the planet, win two more championships, lose him, and then I think they're going to win it again this year. Win it again this year. The story behind that is how powerful is a full team, everybody bought in. How powerful is that that story and that message and that unit? I mean, it's just we're living it. We're watching it unfold on TV.
Well,
There's no arguing it.
It helps when you lose that best player on the planet and you still have three future Hall of Famers in your starting lineup. I won't agree with you that they're better without Kevin Durant. I will agree with you, Sean, that it's more fun without Kevin Durant. With Kevin Durant on the floor, we're back to that narrative of watching these games going, well, this just isn't fair. I mean, four Hall of Famers in the starting lineup. Three makes it, I guess, a little more palatable. I don't know, but boy, this is such a special situation to have that many future Hall of Famers on one team. It's just crazy. I don't know if we've ever seen anything like it.
Right. I mean, look, they're 7-0 without him since he went down. I mean, the Rockets series was tied 2-2, tied in the third of Game 5. They outscored the Rockets in the fourth quarter. They upset them in Houston in Game 6 as an underdog. I mean, and they blew through
Portland
like they were standing still. I mean, I just don't see how you can watch what went on throughout these playoffs, the Clippers match up, the Rockets match up, and then what has gone on since, and not think that this particular team is playing better basketball and winning at a more effortless style and more together from the owner, the GM, the head coach, all the way down, I just don't see it. I see a better team when I watch Golden State play today than I did when Durant was healthy.
Rich?
No, I think I already said what I believe. Oh, no, I disagree. I don't see how you can possibly remove the best player on the planet and be better. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I understand your points about how they're
the data backs it up these five games.
Yeah, they're much more free-flowing offense. I get it. But I just think they're much more equipped to win a championship with Kevin Durant than without.
I think too, I disagree with that. But I think the the message, though, man, that, you know what I mean? Like, when you watch this, like, if you watch Golden State with Durant and you didn't see the bad body language from Klay Thompson and Curry and Draymond Green, yeah, and Kerr on the sidelines sometimes, if you didn't see the, and I don't want to call it dysfunction, but it was definitely not Golden State Warrior-like. If you didn't see that and then see the flip of a switch, all of a sudden guys started moving, guys were smiling, the body language was totally, if you didn't see that, then I can't have a conversation with you about what's going on, right? I mean, it's just to me, the message when I'm watching that is, it's unbelievable how one guy, the greatest guy on the planet, he's more of an isolation player. And now you've got everybody bought in the locker room is a ball movement, moving without the ball player, and you can see it.
Well, this I know, that if Kevin Durant doesn't play in the NBA Finals and Golden State goes on to win the NBA Finals, all that's going to do is fuel the story that Kevin Durant was, albeit he was the Finals MVP both years, that he rode the coattails in so much as he signed with the Warriors to go get the two titles. I get it, he was the best player on the team, but how else can you say anything other than he took the easy way to get the two titles?
Well, Sean, he was the best player.
They were still winning titles on the bookends of this.
He was the best player in Oklahoma City with two of the best players on the planet playing with him there as well, and he couldn't get it done.
I mean,
ultimately, he needed Golden State a lot more than Golden State needs him, I guess is my point with it.
Especially if they win it this year.
Yeah, I would
agree with.
Yeah. So that's not a slight. When I say that, it's like Kevin Durant people get pissed off. I'm not slighting Kevin Durant at all. The dude's, I think he's the greatest player on the planet right now. I really do. But man, the story and the message behind the team approach and how they're dominating right now is just. I think it's a thing of beauty, man.
If he goes to the Knicks and wins a title with the Knicks, then I will delete everything I've ever said about his Golden State tenure.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
I will erase my cookies.
If my aunt had a said, it'd be my uncle.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.